from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I don't. I've got.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Hour number two from the Omni Nashville Hotel. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie with us. We'll spend a little time talking some Ole Miss. Evie, anything eventful? Who's the first player likely taken from the Ole Miss team in the draft?
I think that would be Cedric Johnson, defensive end Cedric Johnson. From everything we've heard, that's the one to watch. And I want to say probably, you know, the mid rounds, you know, 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. You know, this is going to be that weird kind of thing where literally, as the Rebels are calling it, the last dance, all the top players elected to come back this season. And so I think that there's not as many this one, but definitely Cedric Johnson would be the one to look out first. Also Dejon Anthony and DeAndre Prince. I did want to mention, just because it's relevant to football also, yesterday in the game one loss, baseball loss to Alabama, Riley Maddox started the game, went 3.1 innings, and then young Austin Simmons came in, you know, who's also really, really got a shot at being the backup quarterback this coming year, duking it out with Walker Howard. He injured his arm, and from what we're hearing, it is likely Tommy John elbow.
And
Lane Kiffin was at the game and walked into the clubhouse with him. So, you know, kind of a serious deal there. We're waiting to find out today. You know, of course, so they'll get the MRI, I would imagine, and let us know something. But yeah, definitely a blow to the baseball team and the football team, to be honest, both. So, he actually pitched last Saturday. He pitched twice in a doubleheader against Georgia. He threw 24 pitches in game one, then came into the finale to throw 21 more pitches. So not a lot of pitches, but, you know, across two separate games. Didn't give up an earned run, but definitely thinking about him today.
Evie, my next day as an orthopedic surgeon would be my first day in school, right? Because I don't have any training. But my experience is usually when they think it is.
Yes. Well, you know, and there was some concern. I didn't realize this, and this does not appear to be the case. But at the time, you know, you're not sure. Is it shoulder? Is it elbow? And it's apparently way, way better if it's elbow than if it's shoulder. So once you start getting into any potential shoulder tears and such like that, that can be really, really, really bad. But fortunately, Bianco said immediately afterward it was elbow. And so, you know, my gosh, you're never, you're never happy to think of that, but I just didn't realize that the shoulder, you know, a potential shoulder could be career-ending potentially for some. So fortunately, it doesn't appear to be that. It appears to be elbow, and, you know, we'll have more info today. But, yeah, I'm with you. That's a rough one. Kiffin was concerned.
The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. We're at the Omni here in Nashville. Evie, you're getting a lot of questions. Are you still a go for the Florida trip?
I'm still planning on it. Unless, you know, in this crazy world, anything pops up. As far as I know, I am going to head that way. Going to drive there, but going to be there.
You just get on I-10 and keep going. You don't have to do anything else, right?
No, you don't have to do any thinking.
Well, if you are there, you're right-handed, right? Just make sure your right hand's nimble, because you're going to be signing a lot of autographs.
Lots of autographs. I cannot even imagine that. But, yeah, that would be comical.
Anything else happening in the Ole Miss world that stands out?
No, just like I say, the draft, and then waiting to hear on Austin.
Right.
Everything, the recruiting. Ole Miss picked up a really good running back this last week, Ja'Cory Merritt from New Mexico. They also got Henry Parrish. They had a visit in from Trent Howland, a starting running back from Indiana, who I think rushed for over 1,000 yards last year. He was in, took his visit, took the full allotted time, was there for a couple of days, really enjoyed it. I think, you know, if there's some question though, do you want to come in when you've already got Ulysses Bentley and now the New Mexico transfer and Henry Parrish and a good returning sophomore in Kendrick Riscano? So, you know, I don't know, but once what was thought to be, you know, potentially, we don't know what's going to happen running back room after Judkins left for Ohio State, it's actually looking like it's shaping up to be a really solid room.
It really does. Really does. I don't think running back's going to be a problem. I want to ask this again. I don't know that I remember the answer. Is there still an area on the football field, the starting units, of concern?
That's a really good question. And I think probably if you were to ask Lane Kiffin and Pete Golding, probably not at this point. I do expect them maybe to pick up in the portal, perhaps another defensive back. They've shored up every area. You know, the defensive line used to be the big issue. That is not the issue at all now. Linebacker, I mean, I think they're doing pretty well there. So, no, I mean, I think at this point, you know, Lane Kiffin told us throughout the spring, this is a really good roster. This is a strong roster. Now it all boils down to making sure they've got the chemistry and they're gelling together and such. So, this is the best roster I've seen at Ole Miss since I've been covering them, and that's a little over a decade.
It's the best roster I've seen at Ole Miss since Steve Sloan was the coach.
Right. Bless his heart. Yes, absolutely. So that's a long time. That's going back a good ways there, Bill.
Going back to the 70s as a kid, I just started following recruiting back then. And it was right before John Forcade got there to play as a big-name recruit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just amazing. Wow. This is easily – now, it's like we've talked about. The confirmation / the follow-through is what's next, and that can be iffy. Now, I think Ole Miss is a legit playoff team. I it's hard for me to look at that roster, and even if I tried to be critical, talk myself out of that, but I do know, Evie, that the confirmation, once the build-up is enormous, sometimes can be difficult.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one thing that will help them in that area, one, I mean, Lane Kiffin keeps them pretty darn grounded, you know. But, you know, but two, I think they're so experienced, and they're experienced at the leadership positions. So, you know, we've got Jackson Dart coming back for a third season under Kiffin, much less, you know, Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins at wide receiver, and a very experienced offensive line that, you know, they've done nothing but add to, bringing in the Washington transfers. So, and then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, yes, you know, we all talk about how they've got Iman Mielen and Walter Nolan and such, but also at this point, you know, Jared Ivey and J.J. Pegues are the leaders of that defense. And, I mean, just no doubt. And so to me, it just feels like they've got so many experienced players there that, you know, that's going to help. That's going to go a long way towards helping, I think, mitigate, you know, all those expectations and anything that might come with that. Plus, I think, you know, their schedule's a pretty good one next year. As far as, you know, as good as it can be in the SEC.
No, it, as big as this year is coming up, and as tough as that league is, you're right. The schedule circumnavigates nicely for them. It really does.
Yes, yes it does.
The Angelic Tones. There she is. Evie, have a fantastic weekend, and we hope to see you down in the Sunshine State.
I will, Bill. Thank you so much, and I'll keep you posted on Austin.
Thank you. The Angelic Tones, right there. All right. Hour 3, Brad Powers. Brad is back today. No Kevin Hagan. If you're waiting on Kevin, Kevin was off this week. He'll be back next week. Omni Nashville Hotel, where we are.
Good morning. There is a couple of accidents in the clearing stages out here. One's going to be on 65 southbound before you get to Trinity Lane. 5,000 block of Lynn Bar there in South Nashville. They're trying to move that one into a parking lot. Still wants to load up with volume, but it's moving. 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. It's a little bit sluggish from time to time. 65 south through Millersville as you come through that section of Sumner County. It's also busy, but it's moving on Vietnam Vets westbound there at Conference Drive. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee.
It's Family Tomahawk Talk with Straight Talk.
Check them out at TomahawkCrane.com.
It's time to get with Straight Talk
traffic.
Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt to deep right field. Gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Jim from Boston.
I don't know if you can tell, but Adam here, we've been working, mainly he's been working on getting this set up to where it's in place for the Florida trip, which is less than a week out. And I believe we're good to go. I think we've figured it all out. We've got a board. We've got the Comrex, got the headset. We've got everything going. I think we're good. Now, when we get down there, if I get spastic, then we'll have to figure that one out. But hopefully that does not happen when we get down to Florida. I don't think it will. I've been around too long to have that happen. Down to Nick Saban's neighborhood, Jupiter, Florida. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Billy, you might want to do a check on Blake after Coach Pete going scorched earth on his boy Brian Kelly.
Quit tweeting that. I don't want Blake to see that. I can't handle that today.
He does, you know, he's thin skinned. Blake has a lot of Kirk Herbstreit in him, but he does. He's real. He doesn't like to hear the truth, you know.
You know, I you would think I would know Pete's opinion of Brian Kelly. I don't think I've ever asked him that. That's the first time I've heard him talk about that.
I you could tell Coach Pete paused a little bit. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to let it out right here. Brian Kelly is overrated. And you know what? Coach Pete might have a little background in that with his ties to Notre Dame, right? Wouldn't you say?
I think former Notre Dame coaches that were successful or part of, you know, a successful stretch like they were, not only did they win a Natty and win a Heisman, but they could have won another two or three. They were that good during, and that, frankly, that was really the last run up until about 93. But I think when they would hear, and I don't necessarily, everybody knows I like Brian, but I can see, Jim, when Brian Kelly's at Notre Dame and there's some struggles at quarterback or what have you, or some personnel shortcomings, and then he says to the media, you know, up here at Notre Dame, we have to shop down a different aisle. I don't think people want to hear that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I personally think that Notre Dame's restrictions are absolutely ridiculous. But once Coach Pete let it be known that he had the same, you know, I think he said that they were allowed to have five guys that wouldn't be able to, you know, to get in regularly. Because I always thought, I was like, there's no way that guys like Chris Zurich and the quarterback, I forgot the dude's name. But
Tony, you know, Rice?
Tony Rice, all those dudes, you know, a bunch of them were like Prop 48 dudes, you know. So I was like, well, they must have changed something. And Coach Pete's like, no, it was the same when I was there, but we got five guys that we could bring in. And it sounds like he's saying that they have the same thing. So lots of excuses. And the problem, like what Coach Pete talked about, is you can talk about all the guys you put in the league, but when you're not putting in a bunch of skilled players and then you get on the field with, you know, one of the big boys, and you get run off the field, I don't know. But hey, how about that draft, man? I know you're like, this is probably the closest you'll get to the NFL because, you know, you knew all those guys. But man, I never thought I'd see the day where the defense is just so undervalued, and not just you know, not just like a position like a safety or a linebacker, which really isn't, you know, it's kind of gone the way of the dodo because it's just not as important as it was. But to see defensive ends and cornerbacks and defensive tackles that are premium guys that go very high. No defensive players selected, and I don't know how many it was, but I think it was like 15 picks. The guy from Bama, I think, went first. That's just crazy. I mean, I know it's an offensive league, but, man, you got to have some defense.
I didn't quite notice that. I probably wasn't watching intently enough to notice what you noticed. But the quarterback run, which you've also pointed out earlier, I thought was interesting, and I think there's a lot of mistakes in there. Lots of mistakes.
Well, here's the deal. Okay. So, first of all, I got to preface this, is that I thought that Michael Penix was – I think that he should be a first-round draft pick, right? I like what that guy does. But what the hell are you thinking, Atlanta? They just paid Kirk Cousins $180 million. Now, I don't know how much of that is guaranteed, but I'm sure a good chunk of that is guaranteed. Maybe $100 million. I don't know what the number is. But you know it's going to be guaranteed. And then you go and get a guy in the first round, and you don't even tell your current quarterback that you just gave the $180 million quarterback that you're going to go in the first round for someone? What the hell? And what world is Bo Nix and McCarthy a first-round draft pick? Come on. Man, come on. I don't know if I saw Bo Nix throw a pass over 20 yards in his entire career.
What would have been fun? You know what would have been funny is if somebody would have taken Joe Milton last night. That would have been really funny.
Best arm in the draft, Billy. That guy, yeah. He can throw it 100 yards.
He can break more panes of glass than anybody else.
What a joke that dude was. Could you imagine if Griff was still covering the Tennessee beat? Man, Joe Milton would be the next Dan Marino. And can you ask Griff next time he's on, what team does JT Daniels play for? Remember how we had to listen to how great he is?
I think he joined the coaching staff.
That dude should have joined a coaching staff after his first year in college because he stunk, okay? I don't care about all the injuries and stuff. The guy stunk. He wasn't good on the field. But Griff, just like he told us that old Sergeant Carter, how great he is. You know what Griff is? Griff is a champion of life. You have fun, my friend.
All right, see you. Something that somebody posted about JT Daniels a couple of years ago, and it was a picture, just a regular picture of him, not in a football uniform. And, frankly, I enjoyed his career. He jumped around a lot, but it is what it is. But it was a picture of him. I think he had kind of a mustache. Remember the old cartoons? Some of you can go back that far, where you would have the character that would kidnap the damsel and tie her to the railroad track, and then some dude would come save the day. Somebody posted a picture of Daniels on Twitter and said he is exactly the guy that would take a damsel and tie her to the railroad track. He looks just like the cartoon character in those old cartoons you would get. And anyways, I bet you that guy, now, all kidding aside, I bet you if it is coaching he's pursuing, which it sounds like it is, I bet you he's a sharp offensive mind. We can say what we want about he was at Southern Cal. He was at Georgia. He was at West by God, Virginia. He went to Rice, I believe, there at the end, right? That's a whole lot of mileage for a California kid, but it's also a lot of knowledge he absorbed. Think about his journey so far from Southern California to Athens, Georgia, to Morgantown, West by God, Virginia, to Houston, Texas. That's a pretty good journey for a college kid. You may say, well, Bill, that's also not the best journey for consistency. Well, I understand. You understand. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, no linebackers taken in the first round, only two listed in the next 15 to 20 best available. Tommy Myrtle Beach, Bill. So you will have Coach Pete at Ole Miss Evie live next Friday at Four Points. Hope so. Now, Pete will be there. I don't know about Evie. I hope she can make it. But, yeah, I mean, if she's there, we'll have her. If she's not, we'll hook up by phone. Either way. Wrigley Field Vol. Bill, call me crazy, but I'd like to be a fly on the wall when Coach Pete and Brian Kelly shared an Uber after the bars closed at 1 a.m. That would be pretty interesting. Humble Seeker. Hey, Bill. Per the Ten Commandments, this is not a countdown, but we are 6 days away from spring commitments. Now, remember the rule. The rule is, on the show, that we do not conform to the simplistic items on Twitter or wherever else on the show. For example, countdowns, birthday shout-outs, all that stuff, right? Now, look, from time to time, one of you guys will say, hey, so-and-so, birthday today. That's, hey, happy for them. But countdowns to the season and all that, that's kindergarten-level stuff. We don't do that. But since so many of you do like to, in the name of jabbing at me, which is funny, I think that's funny, implement a countdown on the show, we have established, it has been established, that if you say up front, if you suggest in advance, this is not a countdown, but there's 6 days until spring commitments, that works. We've already established that. That does work. Charlie in the 706. In Americus, Georgia. Bill, did the caller actually say Day of the Dodo? I'm getting a whole lot of correspondence about that as well. Brad Powers is back with us at the top of hour three today. Looking forward to that very much. Round Man, who's from Marietta, but he lives down in Florida now. He's a Georgia guy. Says, Bill, take a look. The Falcons run their franchise like, I didn't see the other part, like the Card Administration runs America. And it's a picture of Arthur Blank. And he's kind of looking to the side, a bit confused. The guy that started Home Depot, right? Who's done pretty well. Runs a crappy organization in the Falcons, but he's done pretty well himself, personally. Oh, man. Yeah. So here's the plan for next week. We do the show through Thursday from the Wilco kiosk location, and then we pack it up. Immediately after the show on Thursday, we head down to the Emerald Coast. It'll be me, Brandon, and many of you have met Brandon and know Brandon, and then his buddy who's coming with us, and that is Cooper Derryberry, who's an Alabama student who, according to Brandon, needs to take an exam in the car on the way down there as we head down. So he'll be taking an exam while we're riding down. Hopefully we don't get another ticket with Brandon going 88 and a 65 or whatever it was last time. And we get down there by about 3:30, 4 o'clock. That's the plan right now. That's what we've got laid out right now for the rest of the week before we head down to the lovely Emerald Coast. The golf tournament is on Saturday, the golf outing. I believe they are full. I think Tom said they are full. If you have any questions about the event, the 3 days, what have you, Georgia Dog or Tom in Myrtle Beach. Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast or Tom in Myrtle Beach. I am not your guy, your conduit. I am just a member of the group heading down there. And I will do the show Friday down there, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to actually occupy the airwaves. I may do an hour or two and bail. And then let you guys, you radio guys, can have at it. You can jump on the mic. Maybe I'll breakfast drink when we probably won't, but we'll see how that all develops as well. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to that trip overall. Sad that the wifey can't make it. She's got to be back for graduation stuff for our last high schooler, but maybe one of these times she'll be able to make it. Max in Sewanee, Georgia. Good morning, Bill. I believe I can safely say that Ole Miss Evie is the only guest who, when you mention the old coach, is talking about Steve Sloan, says bless his heart. Yeah, and Coach Sloan here recently passed away. Yeah, sad news. God rest his soul, Steve Sloan. From Bradley County, like Chattanooga, Tennessee. And played for Bear Bryant.
Good morning, Tino. Is behind a stolen car in a tricky spot. 40 eastbound off-ramp at Church Street, downtown Nashville. As traffic starts to finally pick up with more volume on 24 westbound at 840. All that traffic this time of the morning that's coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards the Nashville area. It wants to run a little bit slow north of Nashville on 65 south, coming down through certain sections of Millersville there in Sumner County. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. You got to check it out this week. Again, at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPD LLC.
Dame Dalla. Nobody was betting on this guy going into the postseason. He just reminded everybody why he needed to bust out of Portland. What he's really in Milwaukee for. Dame's like, Giannis? No Giannis? Psst, please, have some. You know it's a great half when you don't score at all in the second half and you still lead them to an absolute beatdown. Great to see Dame looking like Dame, and I know the Bucks definitely agree because they need him now more than ever.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Text the Bill King Show now at 615-844-5600 and interact with the king of college football, the Bill King Show.
I've earned the right to be trusted. Maybe I do hour three sipping Bloody Marys, which I've never, ever done before in my life. I've never had a smell of alcohol while hosting this show. Period. Maybe I do that. Maybe I try that Friday and see if I slip up somewhere. You guys probably get a big kick out of that. I'm not sure. Okay, here are my choices. That's a very good question. Do I just skip it with Brad? Do I message Brad and say, hey, just take it off. We're down in Florida. We're chilling. Don't worry about it. Or do I schedule him up for that third hour? That's something I've already thought about, but I have not concluded about. But it is a very good it's a good question. Charlie down in Americus, Georgia. Bill, JT Daniels had a good college career. He had some serious injuries, several concussions included. His greatest asset was his ability to read defenses, so he should have a good career in coaching. Nothing wrong with that. I agree. You think about his history and all the stops where he's been, we may look up in 4 or 5 years and he's one of those, he's the next wave of offensive whiz kids. Could be. Yeah, could be. Top water assistant over in South Carolina. Bill, people love to pile on Notre Dame, but without doing the math, I bet if you look at their final rankings the last 10 years, they're probably better than everybody except Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, etc. Probably better than Georgia. Everybody can't win a natty. I wouldn't have them better than Georgia. It'd be interesting before Kirby got there in the last couple of years of Mark Richt, but I wouldn't think so. But they're easily top 10. I'd say if you took key statistics over the last 10 years, that Notre Dame would be top 10. And I think their roster is, this is the best Notre Dame roster that I've seen probably. Boy, I think since somewhere in the 90s. I do. And if they open up the season and win in College Station, going to be hard, but they're very capable of winning that game. So is A&M. They are, I think, on their way to a very interesting season, which I agree will be adjudicated by us how they do in the postseason. They don't have to win at all, but they need to win a couple of rounds. Now, again, Marcus Freeman's very healthy and very safe. Not worried about that part of it. Hoptown, boy, said, Bill, I wish I could make it to spring commitments, but I've got a senior, and those activities are that weekend. Have an extra pour of Blanton's or Eagle Rare for me. There will be some of that. Tom's already said he's bringing Blanton's, Eagle Rare, and I believe Buffalo Trace. I've got some of that. You know what I've got? You know what I've got? I've got Elmer T. Lee. I don't know if it's going to – I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to let it make the trip or not. I may not let the Pappies or the Elmer T. Lee leave, but I've got all that other stuff. Yeah, I've got the Taylor, I've got the Weller, the Blantons, the Eagle Rare. I got all that. That's not a problem. We'll see what Brandon's trying to figure out how to get Blantons in little flasks for the golf course. It's what he was talking to me about last night. You think I'm not kidding? I said, I don't know. Now, you know they do make, I've never seen it, but I've heard about it. They make the little 50-milliliter Blanton shooters. I think it's even got the mesh thing on it. I've never seen it. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I've never seen it, but I've heard people talking about it. Knowing you dudes in various states like Jim down there and Hoptown Boy, Tom, and all you guys, all you aficionados, you probably got one. I've never seen one. But they say they make the little 50-milliliter Blantons with the little mesh thing around it. That'd be pretty cool. I wish somebody would put that in my stocking. I would like that. That would be good. Brad Powers coming up. Tell you what, if you do want to front load for Brad, we're about 12, 13 minutes out. Go ahead. Brad Powers, as we continue top of the hour, though. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's running slow as they move the damaged vehicles involved in this crash over here in Donelson, 40 westbound near Donelson Pike. Again, that's affecting all that traffic that's coming in from Hermitage into Donelson right now on 40 westbound. Mostly rubbernecking delays. A minor crash there. They got it to the side in Madison at 65 southbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Again, that had traffic a little bit slow there in Madison as traffic still loads up pretty good on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check it out this weekend, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news.
You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's the number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Johnny Vegas says it's a very good, no, he says great, great weekend of bettable baseball games. Hopefully those cockroach bookies will have the numbers. I think he bet Tony Vols last night. Missouri's not very good. Tennessee is ranked, what, two or three? I think, what, third? And in the nation, and they're improving. They're getting better. Their bats are absolutely freaking wicked. Just absolutely wicked. And Tony Vols does not like all aspects or some of the aspects of his alma mater, Missouri. It's kind of gotten personal with him. Got a little bit chippy here. Jim of Jupiter said, all Brandon's got to do is get a flask and fill it up, Bill. Yeah, but he wants something that's small enough. I don't know if he wants to put a whole flask in his golf club. I don't know. Look, he'll figure it out. That is not my issue. Josh is volunteer. Josh from Picktown, Ohio. Bill, I will host Hour 3 Friday. Josh, I'd like to keep my job. Hey, how did Bill get fired? Why is Bill not doing the show? Josh got on the air. Bill's gone. What a way to end your career, man. What a way to go out. Josh gets to host for you. Now, Josh probably do a good job. I don't know. Is there any way Josh could do the show, though, and have any kind of filter? First thing he would do is drop a bunch of expletives on Michigan. Now, again, I don't care whether he likes them or hates them, but his delivery could get us in trouble. That's what worries me. Georgia Dog said, Bill, his golf bag's so big you can put a half gallon in there. Well, Brandon's got a big one too. I don't know what the plan is. I won't be there. I'll be either on the beach, I'll be chilling doing something by the pool. I don't know. But I'll be having a good time. Tony up in lovely Evansville, Indiana. Morning. Brother Bill, love watching the NFL draft last night. Looking forward to this college football season and watching my Hoosiers. Love the show and God bless. Yeah, tell you what, Tony's a good guy, big IU fan. Had a good year back in 2020. Thought that that could be somewhat sustainable. Didn't sustain. And now a new direction. But I pull for IU just because of him. And, of course, Jeff in Chicago is a big IU fan as well. Big IU fan. And those are good dudes. Yeah, good dudes. Pull for IU. IU basketball is not much either, right? All I see, here's what I see with IU basketball is Dan Dockage, who now is with OutKick, but used to host a show up there in Indianapolis. Longtime basketball coach, played for Bobby Knight. Remember, took the West Virginia job for a couple of weeks. Anyways, fighting with IU fans over the team, the style of play, competitiveness, all of that. That's the best part. That's the funniest thing right now. That's a constant battle. Or Dockage attacking people in the media who cover IU, who then respond, and then it gets personal, and then it gets chippy. That is entertaining, I got to tell you. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, who would you trust more to host, Josh or Cosby? I've never heard, and I'm sure he does, but I've never heard Cosby cuss. Again, that doesn't mean that he doesn't. Josh, I've heard Josh cuss a million times. I think I don't know that Cosby would probably be better filtered, but once he started attacking something, God knows what would happen. And you have to remember, Cosby hates every team, including. So no telling what that could deteriorate into. But you don't have to worry about that because the Cosby Academy does not come to events. He keeps that mysterious aspect of his being, and he always has. He does not go to events so people can see him and talk to him. Brad Powers, every Friday, hour 3. He's back with us. Post your questions on Twitter at Bill is King or on the text line, which is 615-844-5600.